Okay, so today's daf Mem Hey. We'll start by the Mishnah on Mem Hey Yomar Aleph. So the Mishnah is now talking about some of the halachas that we've discussed, pigul, whether they apply to the korban of a non-Jew. So non-Jews can bring korbanos gedolah, they can bring voluntary offerings. So kachay ovdei kochavim. So a korban that a goy has set aside to be as a korban, ein chayav maleh mishum pigul. There's no concept of pigul that applies to them. There's no concept of no sar, I mean, if it's supposed to be in for a day and a night, and it goes beyond that, there's no concept of no sar. So there is a machlokas achronim. When we say that there's no concept of pigul, doesn't mean that pigul doesn't, there is no pigul at all. Doesn't mean that you don't have the chi of kares if you eat it. And what does it mean that there's no pigul? So in Mitzvah Kuf Memdal, it says that it's kachi akum are not considered pigul legabe chi of kares if you eat them, but nevertheless the korban is pasul. Other achronim say no, there's no pigul meaning the korban doesn't become pasul if you have this machshavas pigul. So ein chayev mishum pigul no sar v'tamei. Also, you're not chayev if for someone who's tamei eats from the korban of the guy, he's not going to be chayev for eating kachim betuma. V'hashochet tam b'chutz pater. And the guy has desired an animal to be a korban, and someone goes ahead and shechs it outside of the base of Migdash, you are pater from the kares. You're part of a kares, as would be the case. You would get kares if you shechted the animal of a Jewish korban outside. Divrei Rabbi Shimon. These are the words of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yossi mechayev. Rabbi Yossi says in all these cases you're all subject to the chiyos. So there is pigul, there's noser, there's tameh, and there's shchitos b'chutz when it comes to the korban of a guy as well. That's a big machlokas whether or not you have kares or not. All pertains to us dealing with a goy's korban.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's why it says, kachay ovdei kochavim. That's the first words in the Mishnah. Tanu Rabbanan. We learned in the Braisa. The Braisa now basically is the Mishnah, but a little more expansive. Kachay ovdei kochavim. When it comes to the korbanos of a non-Jew, lo nehenin v'lo moalin. You're not allowed to get hanar from them. However, if you do, it's not mi'ila, meaning it's a din d'Rabbanan. Right, no nalim v'lo mo'alim. You're not allowed to get hanar from him, but if you were over and you did get hanar from the guy, from the guy's korban, you're not chayav mishum mi'ila. And then the Braisa continues, ain chayav malei mishum pigol. There's no chayav for pigol, there's no kares, and there's no nosar, and there's no violation if you're tamei and you ate it, the tamei. The ain osim tamura. And it doesn't create tamura. Right, Rashi, it doesn't create tumor in the sense that, I guess, if the guy's korban, I wonder who does it, but if the guy's korban is standing there, and you say, harei zeh kazeh, try to transfer the kedusha of the korban onto something else, it doesn't work. There's no tumura. It doesn't transfer, and you don't have the din of... I'm not sure if it's the guy's doing it, or if you're Jews doing it for the guy's korban.
Well, can I do tumura for your korban, or not
really? Yeah, maybe, I don't know. So that's what I'm thinking, it's probably the guy who's trying to do it. The ein mevi'in nesachim. And a guy cannot bring wine libations alone as a korban, right? The guy cannot bring the sachin. Rashi says, bifnei atzmam, below zebach, without an accompanying korban, ki yisrael, misnabdin yayin. A Jew can make a neda, and a davah to bring wine, ki yisrael b'menachos, see in the Gemara Mishnah Menachos.
Isn't that
yayin neza?
He's bringing his own wine.
So he says, I'm paying for it, I want to bring the wine and something, and you bring it. Maybe it's not him who's bringing it. He doesn't pour it. Kohi pours it.
Yeah.
All right. It's good kasha. But their regular korbanos would require nesachim to come along with it. It's just that they can't make a nedava to say that I want to bring korban. I want to bring nesachim. But if they bring a korban and the korban itself requires nesachim to accompany it, then their korban also gets accompanied with korban. Aval korbanon toin nesachim. Divi Rabbi Shimon. These are the words of Rabbi Shimon. Amar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, "Roa ani b'chulon lahachmer." I think that we should be all these things should be the same as a Jew. Lahach like a Jewish korban. Rashi says, "B'chulon ani roa." Rashi says, "B'chol hadvarim halalu ani roa b'kotchi ovi kachavim lahachmer kibkotchi Yisrael." So therefore, no sar pigol tamei. I don't know what that means. Would they be able to bring the sachem? I'm not sure. Right. So he says, "Roa ani b'chulon lahachmer shenemar bahen," because it says from in the pasuk where we learn that the Nachrim can make a neder to bring korbanos, The pasuk says, "Ish ish be beis Yisrael, umin ager ager be Yisrael, asher yakriv korbano lechol nidrehem ulechol nidvosam asher yakrivu laHashem laOla." So he says, "LaHashem." Rashi says, "Nemar b'hem laHashem." He says, "The ksiv ish ish be beis Yisrael, vidarshina lechol shoktim ish." Ish is sitting. Why do you say ish ish twice? Matam olomer ish ish. LeRabos is ovik achavim. Should nojin medarim nedavos ki Yisrael. And includes it laHashem, so they're all equal. To Hashem, I guess. So all the halachas would apply to the kachim of a non-Jew as well. The only person who's chayav karis when it comes to people is the one who consumes it.
Right.
Right. It creates a chalos on the item, and the person who consumes it is chayav karis.
I understand, but the non-Jew doesn't have to bring another karis.
I don't know, because the same thing, it's a neder and a davar. That's the whole thing, right? So now the Braisa, there's a machlokas how to read this, but we're going to read this as follows. The Braisa is now going back to the din of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon said that there is no mi'ila when it comes to getting benefits from the kachay nachrim, and Rabbi Shimon is going to say that there's a chiluk in this din between kachay mizbeach, which are things that goes on the Mizbeach, and Kachim Betek Abayis, things just have a Kedusha for their monetary value. Right, so that's how Rashi learns it. It says, "Bamet Dvarim Amurim, De'ein Molin Behen," right, "Asal Tanakamo," or sending it back to the Tanakamo. So, "Bamet Dvarim Amurim, Be Kachim Mizbeach." When do we say that the Kachim Nochrim don't have Mi'ila? That's when it comes to Kachim Mizbeach. Aval, when it comes to Kachim Betek Abayis, things that are Huktash, things that are sanctified, for the Torah, for the need of the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, for monetary value, Molin Behen, then there is Me'ilah. It makes that distinction. Okay. Now the Gemara is basically going to parse the Mishnah. Gemara is going to parse the Mishnah, the Braisa, well, piece by piece, to explain where we learn each item from. So I have all these Limudim from the Psukim as where we learn these halachas that I mentioned in the Braisa. And also as our Mishnah, because the Braisa includes a lot of things that we mentioned in the Mishnah.
Is it like Sukkah?
I don't think so. That's why he's stuck. He said he wants to donate this money for the Beis HaMikdash. So the Braisa had said, "Lo nehenin v'lo moalin." There's no chi of meila. You're not allowed to get benefit from it, but there's no meila. Meaning, meila would be if you were moalin something, you have to pay back the value plus the chomesh, bring a carbon. But not when it comes to the kachim of a non-Jew. So lo nelin min darabanan, right? We don't get hana mi darabanan. V'lo molin, but we don't get, there's no mi'ila. The gamar mi'ila chet chet mitruma. I think it should be an element. We have a, like I said, we have a gzer shava from the word chet, which is from mi'ila to truma. So how does that work? The truma and, so what's the mi'ila? In mi'ila it says, nefesh ki timol ma'al v'chata v'shkaga. That's by Me'ilah. And by Truma it says, Lo Yisu Alav Chet. So you have Chet Chet. And so therefore we're connecting Me'ilah to Truma. And in Truma, the Betruma Ksiv, in Truma it says, Reb Lo Yichalu is called B'nei Yisrael. Truma only applies to B'nei Yisrael. You're not allowed to, I guess, it would be Mechalel, the Truma of the B'nei Yisrael. And we say, V'lo Obnik Chavim. So therefore you see, so it doesn't apply, Truma doesn't apply to non-Jews. And it's a Gzeir Shavim from Truma to Me'ilah, so Me'ilah doesn't apply to non-Jews as well. Hey, Rashi says, "Digamir mi'ila chet chet mitruma k'siv mi'ila v'chata b'shkaga k'siv mitruma lo yisrael chet u'mitruma k'siv basrei dehay krov lo yichalu as kachay b'nei Yisrael." Okay. Ve'ein chayav malav mishum pigel no sever tameh. There's no chiyuv. Let's go with the way a different way. Not like let's go like mechasinuch, which means that the korban is pasul, but they're pigel. But there is no chiyuv kares. So ein chayav mishum pigel, and there's no chayav kares if you eat a noser, and there's no chiyuv kares if you ate it while you were in a state of tumah. My taima, what's the reasoning? So Gemara sort of works backwards. So first we're going to say pigel, which is step three. The asi pigel oven minosar. There is a gzeira shava from nosar to pigel from the word avon. Because when pigel it says va nefesh ha'ochelas b'menu avon otisa, so you have avon. And by nosar it says va ochlav avon oyisa, so you have the avon. So now I can jump from nosar to pigel. Va asi nosar chilul mituma. And there's also a gzereshava of chilul when it comes to comparing tuma to nosar, one of those psukim. When it comes to eating kachim Betumas Hagluf, the pasuk says v'lo yichalu et shem kodshi. And when it comes to Noser, it says va'ochlo avno yisoa ki es kodesh Hashem chilel. Right, so you have the word chilel. Right, we said v'lo yichalu and kodesh Hashem chilel. Ubetumah. So therefore, the starting point is tumah. Ubetumah tziv, and by the idea of eating kodesh betumah, it says va'yinazru mikodshei bnei Yisrael. You have to distance and separate yourself from the kodshim of bnei Yisrael. Below Ovdei Kochavim, and it doesn't apply to the non-Jews. So if it doesn't apply to by Tumah, the idea, so Tumah then jumps to, Tumah then jumps to Nosar from Chil, and the Halachas of Nosar then jump to Pigol from the Gzeir Shafa of Avon Avon. So you see, for Kachim, we always say, Dover Lomim Hekesh, Ein Ochoz Lomim Hekesh, when it comes to Gzeir Shafa, you can't jump from A to B to C, when it comes to Gzeir Shafa. Okay. The Ein Osim Tmura, then the Brisa continued, that when it came to the carbon of a guy, that tumura is not effective. You can't say harei zeh kezeh. My timer. What's the reason? Because here we have a hekesh. The itkish tumura lemaiser behema. There's a hekesh between tumura, which again is trying to switch the kedusha from one carbon an animal to another animal, lemaiser behema to the carbon maiser behema, which is the tenth animal has to be taken brought up. By maiser behema, the pasuk says the lo yamirenu. Don't switch it. V'im hamer yumirenu v'hayahu utmuraso yekodesh lo yigael. So we're in the Meiser talking about Tmura. So the idea is that there's a hekesh between Meiser and Tmura. It's not like Zeru Shava, there's a hekesh, they're compared. U'Meiser behema itkish lo Meiser dagon. And the Meiser behema is compared to Stam Meiser, Meisers that we take off, Meiser from the grain. U'Meiser dagon ksiv, and by the Meiser dagon it writes, Kiyas Meiser b'nei Yisrael. So the Meiser applies to b'nei Yisrael, the law of the Kochavim. So we compare Meiser Dagon to Meiser Behema. So that Meiser Dagon only applies to a Jew, so Meiser Behema only applies to a Jew. And then we compare Meiser Behema to Mura only applies to a Jew. The Gemara says, wait a second, now we're talking about Hekeshim. Hekesh means you're comparing. Zeir Shava just Tam. There's a word here, there's a word here. You can put whatever applies there. Hekesh means in the positive we're comparing the two. But we have a cloud when it comes to Kachim in the world of Kachim. You can't, something that's learned with a Hekesh can no longer then go ahead and learn again with a Hekesh. You can take a Hekesh from A to B, and then you can't take what you learned from B and apply it to C. And that's exactly what we're doing here. We're learning from Meiser Dagon to Meiser Behema, and then Meiser Behema to Tmura. That's what the Gemara says. V'chi davar halame behekesh, chozer umalam behekesh. It's a kasha. So the Gemara says, there's a difference here. Meiser Dagon chulinhu. Meiser Dagon is not talking about Hekesh. It's chulin. It's non-consecrated, non-sanctified items. So if you talk about our hekesh, item A is chulin. Item B and C are kachim. So the Gemara says, that's fine. Ha nichel aman da amar basar melamed azlinan. That's all fine and dandy when it says, when it comes to hekesh, we say that what's the trigger? The trigger is a thing that we are learning from. That would be A. So if A is chulin, so that can learn to B, and then B can learn to C, because there's only one hekesh legabe. You're only learning out one hekesh from Kachim, which is item B in this case. However, El Mandamar Basar Lameh Razlinan, Mike Lamehmer. But according to the Mandamar who says, when it comes to Hekeshim, which is the starting point is the item that you learnt, not what you learnt from, that you learnt. What did we learn? We learnt Meiser Behema, that's Hekesh A, and then we're learning Tmura, for Hekesh B. That's two Hekeshim regarding Kachim. Dabar Alam Behekesh, Eno Chozim Alam Behekesh. So how does that work? So the Gemara says, you're right, okay. So because of that kasha, we're going to retract, and we're going to bring another source to learn that Nachrim aren't involved in Meiser Behema. And once you learn that Nachrim don't have a Meiser Behema, then we have one Hekesh for Meiser Behema to Tura. Ella, how do we know that Goyim are excluded from Meiser Behema? Because Ella Meiser Behema, I'm not sure, it says, Chova she'en kavua lazmanu. It's an obligation that doesn't have a set time. It's a chov that doesn't have a set time. You know, she says, "His chov in set zman, right?" And Yisrael maisu ovi chovim lo maisu. Only a Jew would bring an obligation that doesn't have a set time, as opposed to a guy who doesn't bring an obligation that has a set time. Guy, I don't know. That's where that. Why that's the case? But the case would be. The difference is with a maiser behema, you set it aside, and you never know exactly when it's going to be brought. I guess. Right, Rashi.
There's no zman to bring it. Bring whatever you want.
Right. He says the lo is rab. Rashi says ovi kachavim Ella Lunadarm Vinadavos. A guy is not included to bring, you know, voluntary offerings. Kedixiv Bikra, the Pasuk says, L'chol Nidrayim. So I don't, so what does it have to do with set time? It should just be Chova.
Right.
If you just say it's a Chova. Right? He says, the Rashi continues, like Rashi addresses it. He says, Hu Adinami Delo Maisa Chova Kavua Lehemzman. They're also now obligated to, they also have no, they're not part of a Chova that has a set time. Kagona Olas Re'iyo Shlomi Chagiga. Like, you know, what you bring when you come up to the Beis HaMikdash, so Olo Re'iyah. Elalop Sikalei, Hoel Mevin Olo Shlamidava. He says, he just doesn't want to say, Aval Meiser, Chatas Va'asher Mo Shaykhu Klaq. So when it comes to an Ola, they are Shaykh in a little bit when it comes to an Ola Nadava. They can bring an Ola as a voluntary offering. But when it comes to Chatas and Asham and this Meiser, if it's a Chova, then they have no participation in any Korban related to it. So therefore, they're not included in the Meiser Behema, because it's a Chova She Yeshu Lezman Kavua, and we had the Hekesh from Meiser Behema to Tmura. So that's how we say, since they're not included in Meiser Behema, they're also not included in Tmura. Then the Bryce...
But still, it's not really, why does he have to, who cares if it's Kavua or not? Why does he...
I hear you, I'm not sure. He says, Rashi said that, but who did not mean, lo Meisu Chova Kavua Lezman? Going all this Raya Veshlami Chagiga. I don't know. The AMAV and the Sachim, they also cannot bring wine libations, you know, they cannot offer, you know, cannot make the neder to bring wine libations on their own. However, if the wine cup is supposed to accompany the carbon that they offer, whatever the carbon is, they want to bring the shlamim, it comes with wine, the wine is brought. But they can't bring the wine on their own. Tana Rabbanan. So, what's the source for this? Because in the pasuk that teaches that Jews can bring wine, they can bring the sachim by themselves as an offering. The pasuk says, "Kol ha'ezrach yaseh kachos elak revisherech mechoch Hashem." And ezrach may be nesachim, and ezrach means a citizen. So the ezrach may be nesachim. The ezrach can offer up nesachim. The ein ove kochavim may be nesachim. So then you say, "Yochol lo tia olaso tu nesachim." So if he can't bring the Sachim from, because it says Ezrach, so you would think that if he offered a voluntary Ola, which is supposed to be accompanied with the Sachim, he should not have the Sachim. Tamal Omar, that's why it says by there, it says Kacha. It says Kacha Yasela Shora Echa, to teach them. I guess the word Kacha means, this is how an Ola is always brought, whether it's worked by a Jew or a non-Jew, Kacha, which includes the Nesachim. Then the Gemara goes...
So the person bringing that to pay extra for the...
Yeah, it's part of it. Mm-hmm.
They bring the wine and the animal.
Yeah. Then the Brisa said, "Amar Rabbi Yosi, Roa ani bekulon lahachmir." Right? Rabbi Yosi says, "Roa ani bekulon lahachmir." But the Gemara is talking about the next thing, and then Rabbi Shimon said, "Bamed ramemurim bekachim isveach." He said, "When do I say that there's no meila when it comes to the non-Jewish?" Again, this is the way Rashi learns it, as opposed to Tosos. When do I say that the non-Jewish korban is not subject to meila? Again, it's usher to get hana midarbanan, but it's not subject to the rules of Mi'ilah. That's only by Kachim Mizbeach. But by Kachim Bedek Abayis, when they give something as a monetary value to the base of the Mikdash, that there is Mi'ilah. So the Gemara says, "My Taima, what's the reasoning for this chilek between by Kachim Nachrim between Kachim Mizbeach and Bedek Abayis?" So Kasavar, he says, "Ki Gamra Mi'ilah Chait Mitruma." When we learned to Gzeira Shava of Me'ila from Tmura, from Truma, right? We said it, we had a Gzeira Shava of Me'ila to Truma from the words of Chet Chet, and that's just like Truma only applied to Jews, so to Me'ila only applied to Jews. We say maybe Dumya the Truma, the Kedisha, Kedusha Zaguf. We're making Gzeira Shava to apply one rule to the other rule. Well, look, what's the source? The source is Truma. Truma has intrinsic holiness. It's Kedusha Zaguf. The actual item is Kadosh. So maybe you would say about Kedusha's Bedek Abayis, which is dumb and low. But Kedusha, so therefore, what would you say? When I learn from Truma to Me'ila, I'm going to go to Me'ila, what similar to what the Truma is. Kedusha Sakuf, where the item itself has an intrinsic holiness. As opposed to Kedusha Bedek Abayis, where you're going to sell the item and it's only colors for its monetary value. That is not comparable to Truma. And if it's not comparable to Truma, I don't have the exclusion for Me'ila. I'm only excluding the Me'ila that's similar to Truma. I'm not going to exclude the Truma that's dissimilar to Truma. What's dissimilar to Truma? Kachim Bedek Abayis, because that does not have intrinsic Kedusha Zaguf. It's going to be used for its monetary value. So that's why when it comes to the kedushas mizbeach of the guy, it's counterintuitive. There seems to be a higher level. When it comes to the higher level kachim of the truma of the kedusha of the guf of a korban of a guy, there's no meila. But when it comes to something that the guy gives to the base of interest for its monetary value, there would be meila if I misuse that item. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. So now we're going to bring a brisa with a rule, and we're going to see whether or not this brisa has anything to do with the machlokus between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yossi. I get from in our Mishnah. Tana Rabbanan, dam. So I have blood. Shenitma. The blood became tame. Somehow the blood's in the cup, a sheretz falls in it, a tamei kohen touches it, somehow the blood becomes tamei. Right? Dam shenitma, but uzar rako, but they threw it anyway. So now the question is, okay, so I threw the blood, what's with the owner of the korban? Does he get kapara? Comes with the blood. Does he get kapara? Can you eat the animal? So dam shenitma uzar rako, so the Gemara says, with shogeg hortza, if they did it with shogeg, I mean he didn't have intent, he didn't realize, I guess he didn't realize it became, this coin didn't realize it became tame, this was shogeg, so hortza, so the karbon is valid, the owner I guess gets his kapara, and I guess you can eat the karbon, now you can eat it, it's good, you're not allowed to throw dam tame, but if nevertheless with the effort you threw it, then you're yotze.
He only found out about after he did it.
He didn't know when he threw it. But if he did it, b'mezid, lo hortza. B'mezid, it's not hortza. What does it mean, lo hortza? Rashi is very important. Lo hortza means knasa de rabbanu. It's only a knas de rabbanon. V'lo sheyavi acher. It's not that the guy has to bring a new karban. So meaning, he was yotze his karban. He gets his kapara. V'lo sheyavi acher. Im kein nimtzu based in mastin la'akor dav min ha-Torah u'l-havin chulun azara. Because then what happens, Basin is then telling him, they're going to be uprooting a din derabana, a din deraisa, which means the carbon is kosher deraisa, and by forcing him to bring another carbon, so he's chayiv to bring a carbon chatas. And now you're telling me, oh, just because the blood was thrown when it was tamei, you're not yotzi, bring another carbon chatas. Well, that other carbon chatas has no validity. So you're bringing a non-consecrated item into the base of Mikdash. You're not going to do that. Elalo hortza means lahatir basar bachila aval bailim niskapru. So the machlokas really is only, there's no machlokas about whether or not the owner gets kapara from the blood that's thrown. The only machlokas is whether he can eat the meat. Okay, so
why is it considered knas to rabbanon?
Because you don't want them to be taking, they don't want them to be constantly be doing that. The knas to rabbanon, the kohanim, or everybody cannot eat the meat to make sure they stay away from tummy blood. If you say, if you don't have the knas to rabbanon, then people would say, oh, the blood's tummy, big deal, throw it. No, you can't, it's amazing, you can't do it. You're not allowed to do that. I'm sorry. Because there is an issue of throwing non-kosher blood. There's an issue of the rice to throw the blood. But if it is thrown, so you don't want them to go and be mazed at throwing it. So, b'medvam amurim, when do we say this halacha? That's b'yachid. That's when the carbon of an individual. Aval tzibor, but when it comes to the carbon of a tzibor, kapal dovash al tzibor, sir rosh chodesh, whatever that is, Bain b'shogeg, baby mazid hortza. Whether it's thrown b'shogeg or whether it's thrown b'mazin, everything is totally good because you have the tzitz. The tzitz is meratzer, right? The tzitz takes care of everything. Ube'ovei kolchavim, but when it comes to the korban of a guy and you have this tameh blood and it's thrown, bain b'shogeg, baby mazid lo hortza. The korban is no good. The korban's invalid, and I guess the guy, if he wants to, would bring another one. He's only bring the davos, so the korban would be completely invalid. The Gemara says, Amru Rabbanan Kameh D'Rav Papa.
It's an Adava anyway, so what if he doesn't get credit?
He doesn't get credit for it. So maybe if he made an Adava, you have to bring another one. If he says, for a Rei Alai or a Rei Zeh. Right. We said, so if he says a Rei Zeh, so I think I do the answer. If he says a Rei Alai, we'd have to bring another one.
Are all these laws apply to a non-Jew too? All the laws of Nadarim and Gavim?
I don't think we saw any distinction, so I don't know. I didn't see any distinction. We just said that Pigel doesn't apply and Nadami doesn't apply. And the Gagayim can bring it. Where would the pasuk that we learned from? Where we learned from the pasuk? Ish. Rashi says, Ish. Matam olam ish. L'rabos ovi chavim. Shenodin nadarim unadavos ki Yisrael. That's what Rashi said. So the darim and the davos. It's the Rashi. It's like in the it's like the third Rashi in the Gemara on Amud Aleph. Divrei Maaseh Shenemar Bahen LaHashem. Right, the Ksiv.
And all the laws that we have apply to non-Jews in the Dharma and Davos?
That's what it says. Rashi says, Ish, Ma Tam Alomer, Ish, Ish, L'Rabos Ovi Chavim, Senodim Nedarim, Unedavos, Ki Yisrael. Tell me otherwise, I'll agree. I think
I know, but the distinction in our way of life, and this, all these laws that we have applied to non-Jews.
Why? It says the Dharma and Davos. That's a different distinction between the Dharma and Davos. Why does Rashi say both?
No, so what is that?
It applies to them. They'd have to bring another one. It's a voluntary offering. The Dharma Nadavos. The Dava means Harei Arlai. Right? And then there is Harei Zeh. Alright. Amru Rabbana Kameda Rapapa Kaman. Whose Shita does this Brisa go? That says that in the comment, I think you're talking about the if the blood becomes Tamei of a Goy's Korban and you throw it, it's not Gortza. The Loki Rabbi Yossi. It doesn't go to Rabbi Yossi. The E Kirabiosi Ha'ama Rakulan Aniro Lahachmir. Rabbi Yossi said that the carbon of the Goy is the same as the carbon of the Jew. Just like by the Goy Shaykh Pigal Nosar Tamei, so because it's like the Jew's carbon, so too the halachas of the blood sprinkling would be the same. So just like by the Jew the sprinkling of the blood of a Tamei blood would work, so too by the Goy it would work. Right? The Gemara says, Amar Luhu Rav Papa Afilu Tamei Rabbi Yossi. You can even say that this brisa goes like Rabbi Yossi. Shani Hassam, the Amakra, it's different by the Zrika of Tamei blood, because the Pasuk says, talking about the Ritzur that sits, which is the head plate that the Kohen wears, and it implies, it allows you to bring B'dievet, Tamei Karbanos, read the full Pasuk. The Pasuk says, V'haya al Metzach Aharon, it will be on the forehead of Aharon, V'nasa Aharon es Avona Kodeshim, and Aharon will carry the burden of the kachim, asher yakdishu bnei Yisrael l'chol matnos kachayim, v'hayom mitzcho tamid l'ratzon lahem lifnei Hashem. It'll be yakdishu bnei Yisrael. It says lahem v'lo la'ovi kachavim, for them and not non-Jews. But since it doesn't work for non-Jews according to this, so Amar Rav Leir Rav Hunda Breid Rav Nosson Rav Papa. If that's the case, elameyata, the pasuk says this is by tuma. The pasuk says, so if that's the case, then by the case of eating a korban betuma, it says the word haim. So haim should be only the kachim of a Jew and not the kachim of a non-Jew. And that would be a disproof against Rav Yossi, because Rav Yossi says even you're not allowed to eat a non-Jew's korban betuma. But here, according to the limudim that you're making, the word haim should say only a Jew's korban, you're not allowed to eat petuma, but a non-Jew's korban you would. Why does Rav Yossi compare, right? Rav Yossi was the one who said that for a non-Jew's korban, pigul notzer and tamei apply. So Gemara says, you're right. So how do I know to exclude the korbanos of a goy from ritzur etzitz? Meaning, how do I know to exclude the korban of a goy that if it's brought petuma, if the dam is tamei, that you can't, the tzitz doesn't work to fix it? So I don't understand this limud. El Amar of Ashi Amakra, the pasuk says, "V'hayim mitzchot tamid l'ratzon lahem, v'ovdei kuchavim lav b'nei hartzah aninu." It says l'ratzon, and ritzui doesn't apply to goyim. Why not? Why are they bringing the korban? I don't understand what that means.
Hashem is not favorably inclined towards non-Jews, it says.
What does that mean? And therefore what? And therefore the tzitz doesn't work for them. So only the people that Hashem wants is all right, but okay. But how? I don't know. Okay, Zeris Akasif. Next Mishnah.
This is a hard concept because a guy comes to India, comes all the way to the temple, right. And he's an animal.
And someone messes it up.
Right, and some Kohen is metamed.
You're out.
I don't know. Keep it and do it. What's the difference? I mean, the whole thing is not like a chiyuv he has.
But the tzitz doesn't work. You're not allowed to throw the blood. So the tzitz doesn't work. I don't know. Okay. The Mishnah now, well, the Mishnah on Membez Amud Bez gave a list of items. You know, Shabbos is now. gave a list of items that if the korban became pigle, but you ate these items, you wouldn't be chayiv kares for eating these items. Pigle didn't attach to these items. Like there was the ketores, the lavona, those things that didn't have a matir. So now the Gemara says, Dvarim she'ein chayovim alei mishim pigle. But these things that we listed, that you don't have a chayiv pigle, again, the komates, lavona, the ketores, nevertheless, chayovim aleihem mishum nosar u'mishum tamed. You would be chayiv, b'mezit kares, b'mishogeg korban chatas, if you ate them beyond the allotted time, or if you ate them when you were tamed. Chutz min adam, except for blood. Chutz min adam, dam doesn't apply. Rashi says, d'ima'et behedja k'davar gemara. It's going to be explicitly excluded. We'll see later on in the Gemara. Right, Rashi says, she'ain chayiv, okay, right, we have Rashi outside.
What does that mean?
To,
you don't drink the blood. You kept it around, you mean? The blood. What does that mean? What are you doing with it?
I don't know, eating it. I mean, it's already, there's an issur to eat it, but there'll be an additional issur applied to it. Umishum tamei, right? Chutz min adam. Rabbi Shimon mechayev b'davar shadarko le'echol. Rabbi Shimon says, what's the trigger? Rabbi Shimon's mechayev, I guess, on nosar and tamei, if it's an item that is typically eaten. B'davar shadarko le'echol. Avala eitzim, when it comes to like the wood, v'halavona, v'aktores, since these things are not things that you would typically eat, you're not chayev, ain't chayev maleim, mishum tuma. So if you did eat them while you were in a state of tuma, you wouldn't be chayev. Right? That's Rav Shimon says. Okay. Tuma. Tana Rabbanan. So now the Gemara is going to learn the source for this din. It's in our Mishnah. So Tana Rabbanan. Yochol lo yu chayavim mishum tuma ela adavar sheyesh lo matirin bein lo adam bein lezbeach. So you might have thought, just like pigle doesn't attach to something that doesn't have a matir, like the ketores and the lavona, so you would think also that you wouldn't be chayav if you ate any of these items in a state of tuma. Vidinu, and you would learn it out possibly as a kal v'chomer. This is what my kal v'chomer would be. Ma pigle, when it comes to pigle, shehu b'kviyah. What does that mean b'kviyah? It means that if you violate pigle b'shoga, you have to bring a korban katas, but it's a korban that doesn't have a distinction between your wealth class. It's always the animal korban. Shehu b'kviyah. Ubi yediyah achas. And you only have to have one yediyah. What does that mean, yediyah achas? You don't have to know once. We'll see them have compared. And there is no time ever when pigle becomes mutter. And we say there, ain chayav malav ela davar sheish lomatirin. We only time you chayav if you eat something that becomes pigle, if the item is a matir, like the blood or the right? Ain chayav ela davar sheish lomatirin. Sorry, something that has, that something that's matirin, which is the meat, right? Bein la adam, bein la chizbeach. Has a matir to either be eaten by the person, to be consumed by the zbeach. So tumma, when it comes to the violation of tumma, shehiba ola v'yored. If you violate tumma b'shogeg, the karban is a fluctuating karban. A wealthy person brings an animal, middle class person brings a bird, and poor person brings a mincha. And b'shte yediyas, you need two yediyas. What does that mean? Need two yediyas. Not only do you have to know that, I guess, you have to know afterwards that you ate something tumma. You also have to know beforehand. You also have to know beforehand about the tumma, right? Rashi says, "Shtei yediyus." It is the Rashi. The Rashi is towards the bottom of the short lines. It's like the second to last Rashi in the short lines. It says, "B'shtei yediyus nitma." You became tamei v'yadoshen nitma, and you knew that you were tamei v'ne'elam mimenu tumma. But then you forgot that you were tamei. But achol es hakodesh, and you ate the kodesh. Below yada umisha achol yada, and you didn't know at that time. But after you ate it, then you knew. So you had to know you were tamei, forget that you were tamei. Then you had to not know that you ate kodesh, and then know that you ate kodesh. So there's two yediyos. That's what we say yediyos, as opposed to pigle. You don't have to have those two yediyos. And v'hutcher miklala, the Gemara says. And also, there's a certain point in time where tuma becomes hutter, where tuma hutcher b'tzivor. If the entire tzivor is tamei, you can. It is good. So you. Ain't din, so shouldn't it be kav chomer? She ain't chayiv el adav sheish lo matir mein adam in mizbeach. So maybe it should only be chayiv for things that had a matir. Talmud Lomar, so therefore the Gemara says, there's a pasuk that says, by Tuma, by Yinazmi Kotche Ben Yisrael, Yichol Hashem Kotche, Asher Heim Makdishim Li. So Asher Heim Makdishim Li means anything that is Kaddish to me. Which the Beis HaKasuv is telling me, that even though, yeah, there's this Kal V'Chomer from Pigul, nevertheless, when it comes to Tuma, it would even apply to items that don't have a Matir. So if you ate the Komitz, you ate the Lavona, you ate something that doesn't have a Matir, B'Tuma, B'Mezid, you're still Chayav Karis. Okay. So Yochol Miyad. Now the Gemara says, okay, now that we know that we've included all Kachim, right, when it comes to Tuma, Yochol Miyad, you would think that it would be usher for me to eat it immediately. What does that mean, Yochol Miyad? Rashi says, Yochol Miyad, Mishehuk Teshu, Mechayev Alav Miyad, Im Achlu B'Tuma. That the moment someone sanctifies it, or consecrates it, it's a better word, the moment someone consecrates it to become holy, if you ate it then B'Tuma, you would be Chayev Paris. Tamal Omar, the Pasuk says, Yikrav. Okay, so what does that mean? Yikrav. So Amar Rabbi Lazar, so Belazar says, the lashon of Yikrav can be in the definition of Yikrav, which comes close, which means can even be touching. So v'chi yesh nogeya shechayev, is it possible that if you just touch the kachim, and when you're tamei, you be chayev kares? El matam aloma Yikrav, what does Yikrav mean? It means b'huchshar li kari v'kasim adaber. It's talking about a case where the item is now prepared to be brought on the Mizbeach. So haketzad, how can that be? So yesh lo matirin mishikrov matirov. So the idea is we say, at what point in the process would you be chayev for eating an item during your state of tumah? So things that have a matir, when does the chayev set in? Mishikrov matirov. When they're matirim, when the things that permit them are offered. So when it comes to the meat, when would you be chayev for eating it b'tumah? After the blood is thrown. But the anal materin, these items that don't have a materin, like the komets and the lavona, at what point in the process would you become chayiv if you ate them in a state of turma? Mishayakish bekli, when they are set aside and put into the klisharis, when they get that set. So it's not like, okay, I have this lavona set aside, and it's kodesh for kedusha, if I eat it then, b'tumah, I'm chayiv karis. No, only once lavona is put in the klisharis, then if I ate a b'tumah, would I be chayiv karis. So now the Gemara says, okay, I now proved that if I eat kachim betuma, that applies even to things that don't have a matir, like the komets lavona. Ashkechon tuma, nosar minolon. How do I know that nosar applies to these things? Meaning, I guess the komets or the ketores has to be burnt by a certain time, and the person didn't burn that an amount of time, and now it's beyond the allotted time. And I eat that, b'mezid, I'm chayav karis. How do I know? Gemara says, asi chilul chilul mituma. I have a gzeir shava from Tuma. Just like we just applied Tuma applies to things that don't have a matir, so the Gzeir Shava will apply to Noser, even to things that don't have a matir. Mar says, wait a second, why are you going to learn a Gzeir Shava of Chilu Chilu from Tuma? I can learn a Gzeir Shava of Oven Oven Mi Pigel, and say, just like Pigel doesn't apply to Dabar that doesn't have a matir, so too Noser doesn't apply to Dabar that have a matir. Gemara says, no, Mistaber Tuma Havim Melef. It makes sense to learn from Tuma, because Tuma is more similar to Nosar and Gabe, these three things, Shekein Gezel Simon. Because we have the word, the Tuma is similar to Nosar and Gabe Gezel. What's Gezel? Gezel means the Gimel is Guf, or the Gimel is Guf, that the Tuma, just like Tuma and Nosar, it's talking about, it's something that happens to the Guf. As opposed to Pigel, where it's a Psalm Machshava, Tuma and Nosar is actually in the Chavtza, in the item. Right, Zion is the Zrika, Guf, Zrika, and Chilo. Right, so the Guf means that the Nosar Tamar Advarim that has in the Guf. Right, so but Pigel is done by Machshava. Zrika, because Nosar and Tuma, there's no Zrika Saddam. But when it comes to Pigel, in order to create the Pigel, you actually have to throw the blood. And then he says, Ches, Rashi says, the Lamed is Chilo, because it has Chilo, Chilo. It has this idea of the Pasuk says, it's Gzeir Shav, Chilo, Chilo. So it's similar in three ways. The verse says, "Adarabba mi pigel havli lemelif." You should learn Nosar to pigel because it's similar. Nosar and pigel are similar in five ways, which is and the verse says, "Behind the fishin," and that's five. Five is greater than three. And what are the five ways that pigel is similar to Nosar? You have shechein hutar tzit tar b'sman karev. So hutar means is that Nosar and pigel never have a din that they become mutter, as opposed to a tumah which has tum hutter betzibor. Number two is that's hutter. The number two is tzitz. The tzitz doesn't apply to noser and pigel, but it does apply to tumah. So tzitz and noser and pigel are more similar. Number three is tahor. The parsha of pigel and noser is spoken about people who are tahor, as opposed to tumah is talking about people who are tameh. Number three is zman. Then noser and pigel are both psulim that apply to zman, either having machshava beyond a lot of time, or actually leaving anything beyond a lot of time. As opposed to tumah, has nothing to do with time. And number five is karev, that by noser and pigel applies to noser and pigel applies to the item itself, as opposed to tumah is talking about the makri, talking about the person behind the nefshishim. Five is greater than three. So why are you learning out that noser doesn't apply to davar she'ein lo matirin from pigel? Learn it out that it should not apply to davar she'ein lo matirin. Sorry, why are you learning out noser does apply to davar she'ein lo matirin from tumah? Learn it out that it doesn't apply from pigel. So Gemara says, no, elamid tani levi. We're going to learn it out. Again, our whole point here is to say that noser applies if I eat things that don't have a matir, like lavona and katoris. Elamid tani levi, from the brisa that taught by levi, the tani levi, the pasuk says, he says, right, the pasuk is v'yinazru mikotchev b'nei Yisrael. That's how we learned the idea of tumah. V'yinazru mikotchev b'nei Yisrael. Minayin sh'af psul zman akasim edaber. How do we know that pasuk is actually talking about noser as well? Talmud Lomar, the pasuk says, v'lo yichalelu es kotshei asher hei maktishim. It doesn't say v'lo yichalel, it says v'lo yichalelu, which is plural. All right, v'lo yichalelu, v'shnei chilulim akasim edaber. The pasuk is talking about two chiluls, echa psul nosar, v'echa psul tuma. One psul, one chilul is nosar, and one chilul is tuma. So just like tuma does apply to davar sheyeshlo that doesn't have a matir, so to noser applies to davar that doesn't have a matir, as opposed to pigel, which does not apply to something that does not have a matir. Okay, we'll stop here by the dam.